We are joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, who heads up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP. Chapel Hill Carrboro, NAACP.com is their website. And joining us here now in the studio, the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which began with a really significant march and rally on Franklin Street. Anna, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So tell us about the rally. How did it go? And it was a little bit cold,
Let's
right?
Let's start with cold.
Yeah.
So we changed things around a little bit as a result of that. Had a snow day plan, I guess, or a cold day plan. So, you know, I have to say I was very proud. We had probably 100 people, and it was 19 degrees at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. But we gathered and then marched directly up to First Baptist, and the rally part that we usually have outside, we had inside in the Fellowship Hall at First Baptist. So we were grateful for that. We were a little, it was cozy in there, but which made it even warmer. So, but we had a you know, just a fabulous turnout for the march. And in addition to that, the youth council members led the rally, and we had spoken word artist CJ Suit, and we had Agnum Cheek, who is the co-chair of the UNC Black Student Congress, as our main speaker. And then from there, we had a mime thing, and, you know, it was a great coming together. And we had a conversation and coffee following that prior to the service at 11. And the topic of our conversation was, you know, the monument's down, what should the next steps be? And so, of course, that was top of mind for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. We had our service then upstairs, and we had Dr. Sadler, who's at the seminary there in Charlotte, Presbyterian Seminary, as our main speaker. He was great. We presented our Community Service Award to Maya Little. She was not there to accept the award, but she was our person we selected to receive the award. UNC Gospel Choir, which is always great, along with the Community Church Choir. It was a great day. Mm-hmm. Lots of people went out and did service after that. But a great coming together of the community. And, you know, what you got to hope, I said this yesterday in my call to action, I've been reading some of Dr. King's works because I think a lot of people, you know, he's glorified. I don't know if people, some of his writings are most of them are very intellectually stimulating. Some of them would be considered radical, were considered very radical then and even today. But one of the things he said in a letter from the Birmingham jail is he talked about churches who some are like thermometers, right? So what is a thermometer? It sits on the wall and it records and reports out, right, what's going on. And as opposed to being a thermostat, which really sets the tone, sets the temperature. And so my call to action that I said yesterday that I'd say again to people after you go to all these events, there were several in Carrboro on Saturday, and then the community had its big MLK dinner Sunday night, which is all great, but what are you going to do after the King holiday? And so I urge people to be thermostats and set the temperature on justice if you want to turn that phrase. But I really think that, you know, this is a time for action. And so we would hope that people, you know, honor Dr. King, which is warranted certainly, but also that it's kind of a time for a recommitment to do something.
Yeah.
And otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Yeah. And being the thermostat is also setting the terms of the debate, right?
Absolutely.
Like, you know what's right, so
Absolutely.
Don't let people set those terms for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I found that was one of, you know, I can't take credit for that. That came out of that letter, but it really resonated with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was impressed. I was actually gonna ask before you said it, because Dr. King's message is going to be presented similarly from year to year. But every year we have this conversation, and every year there's something else that stands mm-hmm. out that didn't stand out before
yeah.
because
yeah.
of a particular issue that we're talking yeah. about, or just the way that the conversation is taking shape. And I feel that way also about every year on the 4th of July, Carborough does their Frederick Douglass reading,
yes.
and it's the same speech
every year,
but something
mm-hmm.
different stands out mm-hmm. every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the community conversation about the monuments down, what are the next steps? What ideas came out of that?
Well,
that
you know, we were kind of crunched for time, so we really mm-hmm. didn't have time for reporting out. But I think the overwhelming sense was that this community really needs some reconciliation time,
mm-hmm.
and that there are wounds that need to be addressed. And so I'd say that was kind of the biggest thing. Don't say, and I don't think anybody in the room felt like, well, it's down, we're done, and kind of, you know, wipe our hands and call it a day. I think most people in the room felt like there's more to come,
mm-hmm.
and that can't really be accomplished unless this community comes together and really talks about the underlying issues.
What might reconciliation look like? What might healing wounds look like?
Well, you know, I'm learning more and more about Chapel Hill history, mm-hmm. and this the relationship between the university and the town. And I think one element would certainly be an understanding that their harm has been done, you
mm-hmm.
know, and if that warrants an apology, I don't know. I think many times when you talk reconciliation, you got to start with an acknowledgement. You got to start with an acknowledgement, and you got to start with, and that oftentimes is followed by an apology or some sense of regret and a desire to move to a new place. And so those things are really fundamental, and that hasn't happened. I'm talking about now from the standpoint of the university and the students. And you know, the other thing is that the battle wasn't a 2-year battle or since Charlottesville battle. This has been going on for 50 year, plus years. And so there are a lot of people who were in that fight. And so I credit that the decision was made by someone who was in a position to implement it, to take it down. But I really honor the students, the student activists. This would not have happened without them. And so I really feel like we should honor them, and that in some way, you know, there are no trespass lists that the campus police have. There's been surveillance of these students. You know, there's still a lot of underlying hurt and disappointment. And I think those things need to be addressed. So the question is, you know, we've got the whole top echelon of the university gone now. You know, who's going to come in? Who is this BLG going to select? And are they going to have a heart to try to move to a new place? So I think there's a lot of work yet to be done.
Speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP, other things on your mind, other things coming up?
Well, there's lots going on. You know, Ben Jealous is here this Thursday. I'm looking forward to that. He was the youngest national president of the NAACP at the time that he was in that role, president and CEO of the NAACP. You know, he was Maryland's governor. He's a fascinating figure politically, so I'm very interested to hear his remarks, and that's going on this week. And, you know, we're gearing up for Black History Month, and unfortunately, that's, you know, a lot of things get crammed into that month, and we look to of course be active in that. The biggest thing coming up on our plate, and I think for the community, is the annual HK on J Moral mm-hmm. Monday March in Raleigh, which will be on February 9th. We do have a bus leaving from Chapel Hill. So if you're interested, there's bus sign up on our website. So if anybody's interested in joining us on the bus, pretty reasonable, $15, I think, for adults. So to not have the hassle of driving to Raleigh and trying to find a parking space and paying for parking and all of that. And we have a good time on the bus, too. So.
That's coming up in just a few weeks. Yep. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information on the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter. And we'll revisit HK on J again in the next couple of weeks as we get closer and closer to that day. Hannah Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.